nothing is certain. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This message is brought to you by Christ Embassy at Kimoda, All Workers Canteen, close to audit service. Worship with us on Sundays, 8 a.m., Wednesdays, 6 p.m., Fridays, 6 p.m. For prayer and counseling, or to share your testimony with us, please call 0208-175-161 or send an email to radiotransmissions@level360.com. This is the continuation of the message, Greater Light.
Hallelujah. In Jeremiah chapter 51 and verse 50, he said, "Oh, remember God from afar." He said, "Let Jerusalem come to your mind. Let Jerusalem come to your mind. Remember the life in Zion. Remember the glory of Zion. And while you're in that strange land of pain, sing the song of Zion. While you're in that strange land of discouragement, look up and sing the song of Zion." Can you hear what I'm saying tonight? Sing it and find your way in Zion. He said, "We hung our harps upon the willows." Don't hang your harp. In that position of pain, don't say, "How can I sing the song of praise in this situation?" Don't hang your harps. Don't say, "I've lost everything. How can I sing the Lord's song?" No. He says, "Oh, remember God from afar." He says, "You are in a far place. Remember God from afar. And let Jerusalem come to your mind." Hallelujah. Let it come to your mind. The city of lights, let it come to your mind. The place of brightness, let it come to your mind. Oh, and that takes us to the next part. You see, he says, "Let Jerusalem come to your mind." Ligons kovra manda lagira ankesata. Shalagovra dira akosa lirondas gaftar aklirondas sejalahata. My word builds faith and gives strength to all who receive it. My word makes, my word creates. What is it that you desire? What is it that you have seen? The word will make it for you. That's what I said in other tongues. Praise God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Let Jerusalem come to your mind. Are you hearing this? But there's something even better. Moving farther. He says, "Ye are come to Mount Zion." Jeremiah said, "Let Jerusalem come to your mind." Oh God. Salamate ke bosaka lamahedidis. Are you in this place? Okay. Let's move on. Tell somebody, let's move on. 2 Peter chapter 1. I'm reading to you from verse 16. "For we have not followed cunningly devised fables when we made known unto you the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but we are witnesses of his majesty." Peter is writing this. "For he," Jesus, "received from God the Father honor and glory when there came such a voice to him from the excellent glory, 'This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased.'" Peter is telling them what happened. And he says, "And this voice which came from heaven, we heard when we were with him in the holy mountain." It says, while we were with Jesus, you remember that occasion? And his disciples were with Jesus. When a voice spoke from heaven to Jesus and said, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I'm well pleased." Peter says, this voice which came from heaven, we heard it. He's explaining his very experience. Then he says something significant here. Verse 19. We have also a more sure word of prophecy. Something better than human experience. No matter what your vision was, there's something better. It is God's word. He says there's a more sure word of prophecy. But I want you to see something here. I want you to see something here. This is powerful. We have also a more sure word of prophecy, whereunto you do well that ye take heed, as unto a light that shineth in a dark place until the day dawn and the day star arise in your hearts. This is beautiful. This is marvelous. Here, he shows us something so powerful. The experience. Then, the more sure word of prophecy. The more sure word of prophecy is better than the experience. And when you have this more sure word of prophecy, he says, you do well to hold on to it as unto a light that shines in a dark place. And you know that the light for the darkness is the lesser light. He says that prophecy is the lesser light. Are you still here? He says, hold on to the prophecy. Hold on to the prophecy as a light that shines in a dark place. Hold it until the day dawn. I said, until the day dawn. When the day dawns in your heart, he says, you will know it. Hold on to that prophecy until the day dawns. He didn't say until the prophecy is fulfilled. He says, hold on to what? That more sure word of prophecy until it is fulfilled? No, that's not what he said. Until the day dawns. He says, because you need that prophecy in a dark place. Why are some people in a dark place? There's a reason they found themselves in a dark place. They are living in the night of their life. He says, in that place of night, in that place of darkness, you need prophecy. But you hold on to that prophecy until the day dawns in your heart. Until the day dawns in your heart. He didn't say until the prophecy is fulfilled. Many people are hoping, waiting for the prophecy to be fulfilled. You are wrong, my brother. You are wrong, my sister. He didn't say hold on to the prophecy until it is fulfilled. He says hold on to the prophecy until the day dawn. And the day star arise in your hearts. There are those who have been waiting for a prophecy to come to pass. And they say, I don't know why this prophecy has not come to pass. There is a reason it has not come to pass. You are living in the darkness. And the prophecy is to be held onto as a flicker of light in a dark place. The trouble is, you are still in a dark place. And that darkness has overwhelmed your heart. He says, when the day dawns in your heart. Hey. When the day dawns in your heart. You are using the lesser light. And the lesser light is for the darkness. The lesser light is for the night. When you turn on the greater light will tell you the now of your life. It will tell you who you are in Christ. It will tell you what belongs to you today. Can you shout amen, somebody?
Hallelujah.
This message is titled, Greater Light. To order for the complete message, please visit Pastor Chris Digital Library app on Android and iOS, or please call us on +234 188 8334 or +234 802 332 4188, or send an email to radiotransmissions@loveo360.com.
Stay tuned. Pastor Chris will be right back.
The troubling questions in the heart of many will be answered. The direction needed for that future you desire will be given. the word for the next and higher level of your life will be proclaimed. Join the Global Classroom every first Sunday of every month at 1600 GMT on www.loveworldinternetradio.org for an exclusive questions and answer session with the man of God, Pastor Chris.
Dudu from South Africa is asking, Pastor, I want to know, what is the book of life and who is in the book of life? Dear Pastor Chris, is it okay for a dating man and a woman to live together?
Tune in and participate at www.loveworldinternetradio.org. Don't miss it.
I told you about the new book. The title is The Power of Your Mind. Walk in divine excellence through the power of a renewed mind. It's an extraordinary book. Every student should get this book. Every teenager should get this book. Every child, 8 years old, 9 years old, grown men and women need this book. There are few books that talk about the mind. Most of them are not even Christian books. But this one shows you right from the Word of God, the power of mind management, the tool of the mind, how to use it, what it is, and how to use it. This extraordinary tool that God gave us. Most people don't know what the Bible says about the mind. And I've put it here in a book. Do your best. Hallelujah. Get this book, The Power of Your Mind.
Do you watch or listen to Pastor Chris Oyakhilome's programs on TV or radio? Have you been blessed? We invite you to join us in blessing many more with the gospel. To make the gospel available to many more, you can join the Lovell Television and Radio Ministry as a media partner and join us in sponsoring TV and radio programs of Pastor Chris on television and radio stations around the world. Join us and be a part of changing lives with the gospel. To sign up as a media partner, please call us on 0812-851-9834 or send a mail to mediapartners@level360.com. Once again, you can call us on 0812-851-9834 or send a mail to mediapartners@level360.com. As you join us in taking the gospel around the world, we declare that God makes all grace abound towards you, that you, always having all sufficiency in all things, may abound to every good work. Thank you, and God bless you. The Lovell Radio app is rightly designed to entertain, inspire, inform, motivate, and add color to your everyday life. We've got the best of everything on radio. The best music, the best of inspiring messages, the best talk shows, and the best of wholesome content. The Lovell Radio app has a smooth and sleek user interface with features designed to keep you tuned in and locked on, giving you an amazing user experience all day, every day. Waste no time. Download the Lovell Radio app from your app store, and you will be glad you did, because we are the best of the best in radio entertainment. As the trumpet
sound, the dead in Christ will rise. It's close, my brother, my sister, it's close. The Bible says, for the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. The first trumpet sounds, and the dead in Christ will come out of the grave. At the sound of the second trump, those of us who are alive and remain will ascend. The Bible says we will be changed in the twinkling of an eye. That second trump is called the last trump. It's not going to be too long from now. Why? Because the world is preparing for all the things that are supposed to happen after the rapture. That's what's going on. And let me tell you, the world will not be the same. The world is going to be in a terrible situation. According to the Bible,
the first 3.5 years after the rapture of the church will be so hard and difficult. Men's lives will be so difficult. And they will persecute Christians who will be left behind. Think, if while we're here in this world, they're trying to stop you from going to church, what will they do if those who were praying are no longer here? Don't plan to be here. Serve the Lord Jesus Christ with all your heart. He has given us examples. Enoch was taken away from this world alive. We are going to be taken away from this world alive. Live your life for Jesus Christ. If you don't know how to do it, ask him to show you. Say, Lord, I want to live for you. Who will save your life from hell? Only Jesus, the only one who already did what needed to be done to save you. Live your life for him.
This message is brought to you by Christ Embassy at Akimoda. All workers canteen, close to audit service. Worship with us on Sundays, 8 a.m., Wednesdays, 6 p.m., Fridays, 6 p.m. For prayer and counseling, or to share your testimony with us, please call 0208-175-161 or send an email to radiotransmissions@level360.com. This is the continuation of the message, Greater Light.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah. There is a greater light than that prophecy. The prophecy might have said that God said you will get well. Yes, you can hold on to it as a light in a dark place until the day dawn in your heart. When the day dawns, you know what, brother? It means that the greater light is ruling. Because the greater light is not for the night. The prophecy is for the night. The darkness. Let the day dawn in your heart. When the day dawns in your heart, and the death star arise in your heart, you will know that there is a greater truth. That greater truth, that greater light is not that God said you are going to get well, but that, oh my God, listen, it means that the light of life that has been given to you is already shining. The Bible says the true light now shineth. That means this sickness from which the lesser truth said you will be healed does not exist at all. This is the greater light. Do you understand the greater light? Those who function in the greater light will not know night. Are you still there? The lesser light says you have lost money. The lesser light says your business is going down. The lesser light says you have been cheated. But the greater light tells you there is an abundance in your life. Can you shout amen, somebody? How could you lose when the Lord is your shepherd and you shall not want? He makes you lie down in green pastures. Come on, shout hallelujah. I dwell in the greater light. The Bible says we are children of the day, not of the night. We are not of the night. We are not of the night. Can you shout amen, somebody? We are children of the day, not of the night. Let the day dawn in your heart. Let the death star arise in your heart. Can you shout hallelujah? There is a greater light. Oh, glory to God. There is a greater light. The greater light rules the day. The greater light rules the day. Even the hotness of the day is tamed by the greater light. He says the Son of Righteousness shall arise with healing in his wings. Can you shout hallelujah? There's a greater light. Why do you let night rule in your heart? Why have you lived by the lesser light? Why have you allowed the darkness to function in you? Why have you allowed that mirage of a growth, that tumor, to take a hold of your body? There's a greater light. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. All things are passed away. Doesn't matter how you were born of your mother, all things are passed away. Doesn't matter what sickness you came out with the womb, all things are passed away. Are you hearing me? Doesn't matter what disease is found in your family. All things are passed away. There is a greater light. Walk in the greater light. Can you shout amen, somebody? I told you there's something. You know what? Jeremiah said, let Jerusalem come to your mind. In other words, remember. Remember, he says, God from afar. From the distance where you've been taken. That was Jeremiah. But Jesus brought something better. In describing the temple, in describing the church, the new Jerusalem, John said, I looked into the new Jerusalem. I found no temple there. Why? We are the temple of the Holy Ghost. There was no temple there. And then he says, and the gates will not be shut in the day. He didn't say, and the night. He said, because there will be no night there. No night. What is he saying? We're carrying this thing in our hearts. The kingdom of God is not something I remember. The kingdom of God is not something I think about over there. The kingdom of God is within me. I carry Jerusalem in my heart. Can you shout hallelujah? I carry that heavenly city in me. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Look upon Zion, the city of our solemnities. Think about it. What life he has given us. Discover the greater light. Live by the greater light. Walk by the greater light. When something happens and they say, what are you going to do about it? He said, there's a greater light. There's a greater light. There's a greater light. This is the true light which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. There's a greater light. So what you are seeing is by the lesser light. Brother, there's a greater light. You know, when you go into your room in your house, your light, the light that you have in your room cannot show you the beautiful things you're wearing. You can look at your skin, but if you go to a greater light, the X-rays, they look right into your body. Are you hearing me? Doesn't matter what has been happening, there's a greater light. And this greater light rules the day. And there is no night in my heart. There is no night in my life. In him there is no darkness at all. Say, no darkness in my life. No night in my life. I am not a child of the night. I'm a child of the day. And that's what the Bible says. That's what the Bible says. We are not of the night, but of the day. Hallelujah. Greater light. Somebody understands greater light. I'm seen by the greater light. I'm looking through the greater light. You look at it and find that trouble in your body. You see, that's the lesser light. So there's a greater light. I got a greater light. Tell somebody there's a greater light. Glory to God. Hey. Thank you, Lord. Open your mouth and thank him. Glorify his name. Thank him for his kindness.
Hallelujah. If you've not been born again, don't keep wasting time. It's time to give your heart to the Lord. It's time. It's time. So everyone who wants to be born again, you want the life of Christ in your heart. You want Jesus Christ come into your heart. I want you to say these words after me and mean them from the bottom of your heart. Say, oh Lord God, I believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God. I believe he died to save my soul. I believe God raised him up from the dead, and he's alive today. I confess with my mouth, Jesus Christ is Lord of my life. From this day, I receive by faith eternal life into my heart, into my spirit. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I have a new life now. I am born again. I'm a child of God from this day. Amen. Praise God. If you pray that prayer, I want you to know that God heard you and answered you. I want to pray for you right now. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I pray for everyone who just received salvation. Let the name of the Lord Jesus be named upon them. Satan has no claims over them anymore. They belong to Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. In the name of Jesus, you are blessed now. You're blessed. In the name of Jesus. Write us and let us know you received salvation today, or you can call us on the phone. We'll be glad to hear from you. And when we get your details, we can send you a book. It's a small book titled, Now That You Are Born Again. It'll help you start out your new life in Christ and begin building your faith immediately. Call us on the phone right now.
You can call us on +2567-0538-6452 or +2567-770-2372 or send an email to radiotransmissions@lovo360.com.
You know, being in Christ Embassy is more than being in a church. It's more than a church. It's a vision. And when you worship at Christ Embassy, you learn more than just the letters. It's the spirit of the word. And something more about it is the fact that the Spirit of God gets a hold of your life, and then his vision becomes real, not only to you, but he makes that vision real in such a way that others get to know what the Word of God really is by watching the Word of God manifested in your life every day. And that's what we do. We share God's Word every day. As we minister, the Word of God takes root in each person, and then you become exactly what God wants you to be. And that's the reason I like people to come to Christ Embassy. That's the reason I invite them, because they are being a part of something that's more than a church. It's a vision, God's vision.
Wow. This message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy Akimoda, All Workers Canteen, close to audit service. Worship with us on Sundays, 8 a.m., Wednesdays, 6 p.m., Fridays, 6 p.m. Thank you for joining us today. If you'd like us to pray with you or share your testimony, please call us on 0208-175-161 or send an email to radiotransmissions@lovo360.com.
This message is titled, Greater Light. For the continuation of this message, please visit www.lovoradio.fm to listen daily by 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. GMT plus 1. To order for the complete message, please visit Pastor Chris Digital Library app on Android and iOS, or please call us on +234-188-834-34 or +234-802-332-4188 or send an email to radiotransmissions@lovo360.com. Remember, one word from God can change your life forever. God bless you.